How often do you say thank you for a game for an opponent's goalie?
Well, you know, I think that he could have easily win player of the game for the two teams. Like, you know, that's how dominant he was. But at the same time, what can we say about our overall team performance? Like, we've played three great games. Like, it's unbelievable the energy that we put in the game. Like, I'm very proud of our discipline, the way we skate, the way we manage the puck. Like, I think that obviously, like, it was a dangerous game. Like, we knew it, and especially I was expecting their goalie to, you know, to play a big part of their game. And what can we say about his performance? But we stuck with it. We didn't get frustrated. We kept putting pucks at the net, and we managed to put two by him, and then a third goal in the open net. So big team win. Very proud of our guys.
How sure were you when you took the challenge in the first period?
Yeah, we were 100% sure. Our video coach made the call. He said there's absolutely no doubt. He said it's an easy call. So, like, we have great communication, and you know, it was a big turning point because we had dominated the first period, and suddenly, you know, they get that lucky bounce. You never know how the game would have turned. So, like, it was a big event in the game.
What can you say about execution? The first goal came with 37th shot.
Yeah, but execution was pretty good, but you always need a good goalie to make saves for you. And the Italian goalie Bernard, like, you know, gave his team a chance. Like, he battled hard. They blocked lots of shots, but we kept going. We kept going. Like, I really like our execution. Like, I felt that we had some great shots. We were moving the puck exceptionally, very well. But he had answers on all of our shots. Like, once in a while, goalies will win a game for a team, and that's what I was saying before. I was scared that this guy would do it to us, today, this afternoon. But we stuck with it, and we played great.
In most of the episodes, our players or overplayed opponents, we could see the difference of skills. But how easy or how hard it's to keep this motivation for all game in such a situation?
That's where. Well, I'm very proud of our players. We basically played the same way in the three periods. We didn't sit back. We didn't get frustrated. We just followed the game plan, and we managed to score two big goals in the second period. And that was huge. And Robert Bukarts gave us the first goal, and Marinis gave us his first goal in World Championship. So it's great. It couldn't have happened to a better team player. Like, he's unbelievable for us.
Can you say about Marin's performance in these three games?
That's good. You know, like, we took him because, number one, he has lots of energy. We know when he goes on the ice, he's go, go, go. And in the room and around the players, he's a great team player. You need players who bring life in a locker room. And, you know, he's been great. And he could have had another one. Like, their goalie made a great pad save on him. So it was a great reward for him. Very happy for him.
Last question.
What's the plan for tomorrow?
Tomorrow it's a day off for the boys. Well deserved. Like, 3 games in 4 days, and after this we have a tough schedule. They deserve a day off. I'm very proud of being a part of Team Latvia. Very proud of our players.
One more. Right?
What's that? As long as it's not stupid.
Yeah. I can't promise.
If it's stupid, can I'm walking away. Simple.
Have you watched the Czech episodes with the guys already?
What?
Czech team.
Oh, yeah. We're watching every game. We're watching every practice, every team. You know, Voracek, Frolik and company. Oh, plus, they're very close to home. So, like, they're going to get the crowd on their side and airing. But, that's part of the game. So, we just need to be ready.